Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 21st of July. I'm your host, Paul White. I'm glad you're with me today as we are journeying through the Word in different spots. Over the last few days, I've just simply talked about whatever was on my heart that day, what crossed my mind to discuss, or what has been asked, recent questions. I want to take you into a recent question. This one actually surfaced on a live meeting we have here in Georgia on Tuesday nights where we study the book of John. And one of our members of our little group brought up a question. It was sort of an off-topic question at the end, but it was concerning a verse that they had read and had been troubled with, didn't really understand how to interpret it. And I gave an answer and was satisfied with the answer, and then kept thinking about it for the next couple of days and felt as if I could expand on it a little better. So I thought what I would do today and probably tomorrow is walk through that particular passage with you, give the answer as I gave that night and qualify it a little bit, and then move on. Maybe we'll get to this part tomorrow into a little bit of a different New Covenant interpretation of that passage. The story is from the book of 1 Samuel. And if you aren't familiar with 1 Samuel, it basically walks through the chronology of Samuel as judge, and then the transition that Samuel has following the priesthood of Eli and his sons into old age. And the book is primarily, at the first part of the book, is primarily his journey in following the Lord, listening to the voice of God, learning to listen to the voice of God. And then he responds to the request of the people to have a king, and he tries to talk them out of it, and they insist. And so we are then introduced to the character of Saul. And if you're not real familiar with biblical history, you might be confused by that name, because Saul, of course, is the antagonist in the early part of the book of Acts, who persecutes the early church, but is then converted on the road to Damascus, and then takes the name Paul. These are two different characters. However, the name Saul, by the time our character in the book of Acts, who becomes Paul, would have received his name, then that was a very popular Hebrew name because it was the name to a very popular Hebrew king, King Saul. As Samuel unfolds, we are then introduced to sort of the rise and fall of Saul as king, and his story is pretty fascinating. And at the fall of Saul, we are introduced to his successor, and it is not his son, though we are introduced to his son Jonathan. His successor, of course, is the young shepherd boy David, and then David is anointed king, and then the story following the Goliath incident takes off from there. Then as you proceed from Samuel into 2 Samuel, you follow the story of David and are introduced to the Bathsheba character, you're introduced to Solomon, and on and on. So that's basically what happens in 1 and 2 Samuel. When you arrive in chapter 15 of 1 Samuel, we're really close to the introduction of David and his fighting of Goliath. One of the reasons why we end up needing a David character is because Saul really gets on the bad side of the Lord. Remember, we're under an old covenant. It's the land conquering phase of Israel's journey into the promised land. And also, the Israelites as conquerors are being used as a tool of judgment in the promised land against a lot of these other nations. And so that's why we see some things in these battle scenes that are impossible to really reconcile with what we see in the New Testament, because we're dealing in the New Testament, we've seen the arrival of the New Covenant through the face of Jesus, who is showing us what the heart of the Father always was. So it's up to debate, I think, of how we should ultimately land on how we feel about some of the things that happen in books like 1 Samuel versus how they would happen in the ministry of Jesus. We know for a fact that based upon the Gospels, some things were going on in the Old Testament that might have been attributed to God, but Jesus says you don't know what spirit you're of, like that Elijah incident with calling down fire on your enemies or on those who oppose you. Jesus wasn't for that, even though it happened in the Old Testament. And so I won't argue what should and shouldn't occur in these passages. I think we should just take them for face value. And in the story of Samuel, or Saul rather, he's rejected as king because he goes up to fight the Amalekites and is told to not to spare anything. Verse 3 of chapter 15, kill man, woman, infant, nursing child, ox, sheep, camel, and donkey. Saul goes up, but he doesn't completely do that. And when Samuel comes to Saul in verse 13, he says, blessed are you of the Lord. Saul says this, blessed are you of the Lord, I've performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel says, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen that I hear? And Saul said, well, I destroyed all of them, but I didn't destroy all of the sheep because I thought I would offer a sacrifice to the Lord. Here's Samuel's response in verse 22. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? And all that intro I gave you was to describe to you the question asked on that Tuesday night. And here's that question. To obey is better than sacrifice. Now, this is Samuel talking to Saul. To obey is better than sacrifice. And the question was basically, how do we interpret this? And if this is the case, wouldn't obedience be the most important thing we can do as believers, really? I mean, that's kind of how I take that question. And my response to that, and I'll give that response in 2 or 3 minutes here to kind of close this podcast out and pick it up again tomorrow. My response to that is we're under an old covenant, a covenant filled with sacrifices. And Israel sacrifices constantly. I saw one scholar that estimated over 2 billion lambs would have been slaughtered on the altars of Israel between the giving of the Mosaic Law and between the death of Christ on the cross, or at least the death of Christ on the cross, maybe all the way up to AD 70 when the temple came down. And if that's the case, think about the culture of blood. It's a culture of sacrifice. Samuel is saying to Saul, God wants you to do what he wants you to do more than he wants you to sacrifice. Because as the Old Testament unfolds, as we get into the Jeremiahs and the Isaiahs and the Hoseas, we start to find that sacrifice was a little more for Israel than it was for God. God, in fact, in Isaiah 1 starts talking about how he despises their sacrifices. He's tired of them because the sacrifice, it required no faith. And in many cases, it didn't even require obedience. They failed, they killed a lamb, boom, we move on. It's almost a form of cheap forgiveness. But it was really for man's consciousness, not for God's appeasement. So in the situation with Saul, it's why Samuel says, God would rather you do what he tells you to do than to live a life of just killing lambs, because that's not God's heart, is that you just do whatever and then go receive your forgiveness, and then just go do whatever and go receive your forgiveness. And so in a practical sense, it still stands today. God would rather us be men and women of integrity, uprightness, and honesty to display the goodness of God than to be a people who does just whatever and says, grace has me covered. I don't think we can live that way anyhow. But that's my thoughts about that from an Old Testament perspective. I will take it into the New Testament tomorrow on the podcast. I'll see you then. God bless.